Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam. Hi, everybody's jumping on at the same time. Cool. This is very good. This is amazing. Well, we're so...
Oh, wait.
Satnam.
Satnam. So who's there? Everybody say your name at once. Welcome. Okay, everybody say where you're from at once.
New Jersey.
Los Angeles.
Yay. Well, welcome, everybody. I'm glad to have
you
aboard.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, as Diddy-chan says, he told me before the call, he says, you have to start laughing today. I said, okay, here we go.
Hey, it's Cup City. Just saying hello.
Huh?
Hello, it's Cup City.
Hi, Cup City. Welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, so now here we are. We're going to start tuning in. Okay? So, palms together to the center of the chest. Long, deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point. Breathe. Long deep breath and relax while you do it. Don't let your mind wander, just relax. How often do you get to do that during the day? And this goes for everybody, whether on the call or on the recording.
Satnam.
Satnam. Breathe with us, please. And inhale to begin. Tuning in. He always says, never demand me to come to you. He says, always, he says, relax and step into my energy. Okay, that's what you're doing right now. You are relaxing. Relaxing. Very humble. And now begin heart breath. That means long, deep breathing. But on the exhale, feel like the air is coming out of your heart. And now, begin to connect with everybody else's heart, with your heart energy. That is everybody on the call and everybody on the recording. really feel each other. Feel each other. Ooh, how precious. Keep up. And now again, as a group, begin to send your healing energy to those people in Haiti.
No.
And remember, you can do this at any time. And inhale. And exhale. Good. And now open your eyes and be present. And just be so grateful that Baba Sudhichand is here talking to us today. Well, now, this is unusual. He's usually, like, jumping up and down and stuff, but today he's kind of just sitting quietly. it's kind of unusual. So, let's see what he has to tell us. It's like he's going to tell us something very important. Okay, so, sir, what is it? He says, I have so much to tell you, and he says, but what I have to tell you will go by in a wink of an eye. So he says, even though you're on this telephone call, you might like to listen to it again. He says that there is a certain gravity in the air. He says, do you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
He says, it's a certain gravity, sort of pensiveness. If you know Ravel's Bolero, you know that continuing, building, repeating rhythm. It's kind of like that. Does anybody else feel that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
A lot of background noise.
Yeah. You know what we can do with the background noise? Let's try this. Everybody press star 6. And that will mute you in your background noise. And then when you do want to talk, you just press star 6 again, and that will unmute you. And let's see if this works. Okay. So keep breathing. Long deep breath. And allow yourself to feel this. It's kind of like an emotion. It's kind of like a feeling. It's kind of like a ground tremor. He says, it's very important that you feel this and that you not overlook it. He says, because this is like the first waves of the coming time. He says, it's really not so far coming now. We are stepping into it. He says, this is not a symbol to be afraid at all. He says, please don't be afraid. He said it will rob you of the joy of what's coming. So now, he's suggesting that you be in a meditative state while you feel this. It's sort of a rumbling. He said, and this rumbling can build in your body to either become a scream or a shout of joy. He says, but you get to choose. You get to choose which it will be. Okay, so keep breathing. And make your choice. Make your choice. Which path do you choose? He says the shout of joy will be one of liberation, and one that you can finally be who you are, that the robes of, let's see, he calls it sacrifice or sacrilege. He calls it those ropes and ties that have tied you down to these old cultures that don't let you experience who you are, which is your very soul, your total infinity. He says those are coming unloosed and untied. He says you can either experience that as terror or you can experience that as sheer joy. He says it's up to you. It's up to you. And he's being very clear about this because this is not just the choice that you're making now is the how can I say, one of the first steps in our choices. And he says over time, he says you get to make that choice over and over and over again. Keep up the breath. Now, some people on the call have already begun this process, and so it becomes a mental discipline and an energetic discipline to decide, you know, is it terror? Is it joy? And if you're going to the joy side, he says it is very, very important that you stay absolutely in trust of me. And he says, of all of those who would guide you, who are guiding you, he says, the trust is what, he says, is the bridge. The trust is a bridge. So now just free your heart. Free the tensions in your belly and your solar plexus. Free those tensions. Free the tensions in your mind. And allow trust. We can let go, we can put aside all of the heartaches that we've experienced in so many lifetimes. Oh my God, tons and tons of lifetimes. And we can put aside all of those crazy things that have happened over lifetimes and jump onto the trust train. The trust train is what will carry us across. It takes attention, it takes a long, deep breath, it takes letting go. He says, but you can do it. He says, you're all spiritual warriors. You know how to do this. You can do this. It takes conscious trust. And now, he says, choose joy. Now, choose joy. Choose joy. He said, this is not reckless. He says, this is the most sane thing you've ever done in your lives. Choose joy. He says, when you choose the joy, he says, you tune into those universal threads that, he's kind of showing me a maypole, you know, where all the children hold on to bright-colored ribbons and run around the maypole. He says, that's what you're doing. He says, when you choose joy, you grab the threads that are connecting you with this infinite source, with this infinite beauty, this extraordinary new time and all that it has to offer. He says, it is so rich, you won't believe it. He says, don't let those other thoughts and worries from the old age, don't let them get in your way. It's just old thing. He says, be totally cognizant of being in the joy, being in the richness, and being totally, absolutely surrounded by this most beautiful guidance and love, this care, this knowing, this brightness. He says, it's yours. He says, step into it. He says, be who you are. And on the other, he says, recognize it as illusion. He says, to some extent, give it its credence. But also, he says, let it slip away. Give that stuff its walking papers. Because it's done its job. It's done its job. So be in the brilliance of the joy. Knowing that your trust will carry you, does carry you, to this most magnificent bridge where we are all joined. Feel it now. Be who you are. He says, and hold my hand, and then we can skip. Oh, he is jumping up and down now. Okay. Feel him. Oh, he loves you all so much. so precious and so dear. Okay, now let all of that totally imprint within you. Totally imprint. And when that happens, it sort of creates a mechanism in every cell of your body and of your consciousness. They're like little mini machines all over you. And let them connect on the wider, let them connect with all who are on the call, all who are on the recording, all the guidance who we have open to us. Just let it flow in like this huge, yummy nectar coming to us. And it's very important that you listen, listen, listen to the guidance. You know, you might feel it, you might know it, you might hear it, but feel the guidance. And know yourself totally united with it. You are not separate. If you think you're separate, it's an illusion. So just jump back into the trust. Be there, be here, as one, as one. And now inhale, hold, hold, and let this precious energy integrate with your whole self, body, mind, energetic body. And exhale, and breathe, and feel that unity. Yes. Okay, now press star 6 again, because we want to hear from you, please. Press star 6. Everybody's with us?
Yes.
Okay. So what happened during that? Did anybody make any realizations, have any experience?
Satnam, this is Rambir Kaur, San Pedro.
Satnam, dear.
I called in this morning for the last, I would say, 5-6 days, I've been having heavy experiences in my heart complex and my third eye,
mm-hmm.
and I've been doing all the cleansing possible, and I certainly received the healing while we were doing that from Baba Siri Chan, and but I guess I have a question for him. It's regarding, I'm an empath, and I feel the heaviness, the gravity around me, and it's almost, I feel like I'm being dumped on continuously, and I'm trying to find new ways or appropriate ways with this new energy, because it doesn't seem like the old stuff works that well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then let me listen. He says, what effect did this meditation have on you?
Some lightness on the heart complex and the third eye feels lighter right now, yes.
He says, good. He says, stay with me and let's do it all the time. He's
okay.
Really hugging you, Rambir. He's just totally squeezing you like a huge bear hug, and he wants you to feel it, okay? He says, that's very important, too. He says, feel him. Be with him. He says, you're not separate. He says, who do you think you are? He says, you're my girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Rambir. Anybody else?
It feels like...
Who is it?
When you're... Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma.
It feels like when you're wanting to get married with someone, and that hope and that faith and the trust you have,
mm-hmm.
that this is your person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this song in my head. I think it's a country song. May I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Oh.
And that feels like the choice right now is that you just take the leap of faith and you marry it anyway, no matter what doubts come up. And then you can dance the rest of your life.
Oh, I
no
love
what
that.
Happens, so,
oh,
you know.
That's so sweet. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, he says he's ready to dance. He says, let's go, girl. He's got on his cowboy hat. Okay, would somebody else like to share with us?
Incredible clarity and lightness.
Is this Sadanan?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Good. Wonderful. That's what you felt? Incredible clarity and lightness?
Mm-hmm.
Well. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, Sadhanam, last week you asked the question whether we were participating in the switchover or whether it was being forced on us. And then I asked you to tune in and find out what it was. And then you wrote to me afterwards. Would you tell me what your experience was?
Well, as you were relaying the answer, just this incredible energy just started flowing. It just left me speechless.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this beautiful, it was like somebody pouring it, you know, like a bucket over my head, and it was just pouring down.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even doing anything. You know?
Isn't that the most fun
I didn't
thing?
Have to make it happen. It was just, it was incredible.
That's right. Just stay present. That's basically what he's saying here. Stay with me. Stay present. Don't get distracted. That's it. What a gift, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Anybody else?
This is Harida.
Hi, Harida.
Hi. After the last couple sessions, I've been allowing space and working to let go of old fears and apprehensions.
Uh-huh.
And in that seesaw place between letting go enough and maintaining control of, you know, being in this plane and not projecting or, you know, it's like I feel like I've opened my subconscious and all these creepy crawlies are crawling out and affecting today rather than just being released. So I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're re-experiencing them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me congratulate you for opening the door. That's a big one, okay? Now, are you doing your daily sadhana?
Yes.
Okay, that's really important. Do they come out during your sadhana?
Mm.
Hmm?
No, they may be. I'm more aware of them in interactions with people afterwards, and that, you know, awareness of having to discern what's an appropriate response and an appropriate emotional reaction to, you know, the normal day-to-day things in my life.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's very well put. So, first of all, he says, go ahead and tell you that if these creepy crawlies come out during your sadhana, be so happy. He says, it's not a joyous thing. It's like walking through a sewer. He says, but be so happy because those things will not come back, okay?
Yeah.
So let them come out during your sadhana. He says, now, let me ask him, what about during the day? He says, my dear, you are becoming conscious of them, which is the very first step. He says, he's congratulating you for that. He says, the most important thing is that you relax in him. What he always says is to relax and then to sort of walk into his energy field, walk into his body. Okay? You walk into his body, and he says, and then I'll take care of the situation for you. And he says, don't forget heart breath. He says, that will take care of things in an amazing way.
Yes, okay. I have experienced the how heart breath helps.
Yeah, it helps you and it helps the situation, right?
Yeah, yeah, it helps other people find their clarity in situations as well, and misunderstandings just dissolve.
Isn't that the most amazing thing? You know, Amma Kadam, she can't come on during the day, but she listens to our recordings, and she started out with being in a terrible, very difficult work situation, and then she switched to doing heart breath all the time. And now you know what? After a few months, people are getting along. Oh, my God. is quite an amazing situation. Baba Sudhichand is also saying that if you would like to learn how to clearly understand this partnership between your infinity, between your soul, between your totally awesome, huge self, and what we call your everyday self, which is your ego, your memories, all the creepy crawlies, all the emotions. If you really want to experience how to join those together and so that they work together, you know, there is a whole system to that, that you can take that telecourse that's coming up, The Art of Soul Listening. I'm sorry these things sound like ads, but I don't know any other way to do it. You know, it's people who have taken the course, you know, if they stay with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Sudden, I'm taking it. Mm-hmm.
I've taken it as well.
Who is this?
This is Ruth Landre.
Oh, yes.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, good. Hi, Ruth. Yes. Once you do that, do you feel that you have a system for connecting easily?
Yes, very easily.
For the internet? Instantly.
Mm-hmm. Say it again?
Yes.
I just said it was for the internet.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Connecting easily to your infinite self, to your soul self.
I know, but where are the cores? Are they physically, or are they on the internet?
Oh, it's a telecourse on the internet.
Oh, okay.
And let me see. It's going to start in the middle of February.
Mm-hmm. And there are daytime?
No, it's an evening time course.
Oh, okay.
It starts at 8 o'clock on the East Coast, you know, 6 o'clock in Mountain Time, 5 o'clock in, in Pacific Time, and so on. So look for that course.
I will.
On some of my emails.
I will.
Yeah, okay. The Art of Soul Listening. Okay.
I have a question, Sudhichand.
Yeah,
I saw in your email. I've really been anxious to. I guess that's a bad word, but I've really been excited to take the second level. And I noticed that you're having it here in Los Angeles, and also you're gonna have another telecourse. The telecourse for the second level, is that gonna be soon, or will
that
be a
while? Prosperity?
I was kind of a little confused about whether that's going to be for prosperity or if it's the second level for soul listening or I wasn't very sure how that works.
Okay, is this Ruth?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ruth. Okay.
Hi.
The first level, as you all know, is the Art of Soul Listening, and that's going to be that is the foundation course for any other further course. So the second level course is prosperity. Partner up for prosperity. That means partner up everyday self and soul, and then we're going to use a lot of stuff to figure out how to do that. See, and just be able to receive all that prosperity that soul wants to give us. So it's going to be the same course that's taught on 4 Sunday afternoons in L.A. Will be the same thing as the telecourse, which is being taught in 12 classes as a teleclass, which begins in March, early March.
Okay.
Oh, as long as I'm on this, if you've taken the first level telecourse or workshop on the Art of Soul Listening, then in April we are going to begin a mentor course, and so that you can you know how you have to teach to master? In the future, we're going to need some mentors to help people through the first level course. We hope to have the course up online, and then we will need some mentors to help people. So I'm going to begin mentor training in mid-April. Mm-hmm. And then through a series of those courses, finally, you'll be certified as a teacher to teach workshops of soul listening. So stay tuned. Watch your email. I didn't mean to make this a sales thing, but it's not really sales. It's more like consciousness training. I'm just telling you what's coming up. Okay. Is this okay? Yeah, Baba Suri-chan says you have to tell people. So I go, okay. Okay. So he says that he loves you heartily. He loves you heartily. And he says the only thing that keeps you from experiencing his love and support is our own mind, our own being, our own old habits, cutting it off. Okay? So when the creepy crawlies come up, he says, regard it as a blessing because it's coming out. Oh, my God, it's like a big festered splinter. It's that junk is coming out. He says, and I'll help you with it. As they say in the South, I help you. Okay? Okay, any questions? Okay. Well, let's sit straight. And we are going to do our closing song to actually kind of, how can I say, even out this window of energy that we have here. Okay. Oh, he loves you. He's just swinging in the swing with you. Okay. Palms together at the center of the chest. And inhale to begin. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love around you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your and feel those blessings. He's pushing them. He is pouring them into you right now. God bless you all. Satnam, talk to you next week. He's waiting. Bye-bye.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam. Satnam.